good, you make three.
All right.
Did you end up going five?
Any internships? Any interns? Any interns in parties?
On Thursday, September 27th, students protested the partnership between the Lockheed Martin Company and the University of Connecticut due to a Lockheed Martin bomb that killed 40 children in Yemen in August, according to CNN. UConn students had the opportunity on that Thursday, known as Lockheed Martin University Day on the UConn events calendar, to learn about Lockheed Martin through technological interactive activities like helicopter simulations and talks from company leaders and employees. There was also a S-76 helicopter and a Black Hawk helicopter on display on the Student Union Mall in a helicopter flight over the store's campus for pre-selected students, UConn staff, and Lockheed Martin employees. Only a few feet away, between McHugh Hall and the Student Union, students stood with various posters and signs to protest the event. The protesters sent out a flyer on social media which said, "Let them know this campus won't support war profiteers." The flyer states that Lockheed Martin Corporation profits off of atrocities, referring to the fatal attack on the children in Yemen. Senior history major Matt Hugh protested with an explicit sign toward the corporation. Hugh says the university is trying to impress students, but intelligent students are aware of Lockheed Martin's weapons being supplied to Saudi Arabia by the U.S. government for the war in Yemen. After the protest, Hugh sat outside of the John W. Rowe Center, still holding his sign.
I think it's important to make this statement because I don't want them to come to my university without them hearing how I feel about them.
Hugh says he hopes people will research the involvement Lockheed Martin has with the U.S. government and its relationships to the war in Yemen.
I hope UConn immediately cuts all the relationships with Lockheed Martin, but I know that's not going
to
happen.
When asked how the university responds to the protest, university spokesperson Stephanie Reitz says, "UConn supports students' rights to make themselves heard on any subject in any manner as long as it's done peacefully, as the protest was." According to the company website, Lockheed Martin works on global security and aerospace technology research and manufacturing. CNN reports that the war in Yemen has resulted in the world's worst humanitarian crisis. For WHUS News, this is Ace Ricker.